Alison will start us off with news from the evening news.
We'll start this week with a medley of unusual stories. Paddington Bear is coming to Norwich, but we don't know where the bear will be. There was an earthquake just off the Norfolk coast on Monday, and there was a short controversy when it was suggested that a waste incinerator might still be built in Norfolk before the County Council quashed the idea. Local church leaders met the Pope, while local children are getting the chance to meet Jack Valentine. This last story brought back memories to some evening news readers, as we'll hear shortly. But first, here's Phil bearing good news.
The new Paddington Bear statue is arriving in Norwich in a matter of weeks, but the exact location of the marmalade-loving character is still a mystery. The city beat more than 90 towns and cities across the UK in a competition to be the home of a new Paddington statue. The statue will perch on a bench, wearing his traditional blue duffel coat and red bucket hat, while clutching a half-eaten marmalade sandwich. It's not yet known where the statue will be located or how long it will be in Norwich for, but it will be installed in time for the February half term. Popular suggestions include inside the Royal Arcade, the Forum, and the railway station.
Tremors were felt across parts of the county as an earthquake took place off the Norfolk coast. People reported being woken by the tremors in the early hours of Monday morning. According to the British Geological Survey, an earthquake took place at 4:32 a.m., 62 miles northeast of Cromer in the North Sea. It had a magnitude of 3.0 and was shallow at a depth of 10 kilometres. Shallow earthquakes are felt more strongly than deep ones, and yesterday's could be felt as far inland as Hardwick near Long Stratton. The epicentre of the quake was 42 miles from Cromer and could be felt in coastal areas including Seapalling, Haysborough and Munsley.
The suggestion that an incinerator could be built in Norfolk has been ruled out by the County Council's leader and County Hall's chief executive. A number of Conservative County Councillors had called for the authority to reverse its ban on allowing rubbish to be burnt at such a plant within the borders of the county. But at a meeting of the County Council's Cabinet, that notion was given short shrift. Tom McCabe, the Council's Chief Executive, said, "As things stand, the County Council has a number of robust contracts in place to take care of our waste. There is capacity right across the east of England. We don't have a spare £500 million, £600 million, £700 million to build an incinerator if we wanted to, assuming we could get a site. The authority is currently spending more than £20 million each year to send 200,000 tonnes of rubbish to be burned at incinerators in Suffolk and Bedfordshire. That had prompted some Tory members of the Council's Infrastructure and Development Select Committee to ask that the Cabinet Member for Environment and Waste reconsidered the ban on allowing incinerators within Norfolk. That ban has been in place since 2014, after a decision to scrap an incinerator the council was planning to build at Saddlebow near King's Lynn."
Church leaders from Norfolk and Waveney have described the highlight moment of meeting Pope Francis during a pilgrimage to Rome. The group, representing seven denominations, enjoyed a guided tour of St Peter's and a church built around St Paul's burial place. They worshipped together and visited two Roman Catholic dicasteries, one promoting Christian unity and another set up by the Pope to work for justice, peace and safeguarding creation. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, said, "I find that any pilgrimage changes me, not just in its new experiences and visits, but in the deepening of relationships between senior church leaders and expanding my understanding of the joys of Catholic worship, Anglican communion and a Quaker meeting." The Reverend David Main, Regional Minister Team Leader for the Eastern Baptist Association, said, "It has been a true joy to share these days in beautiful Rome with ecumenical colleagues from Norfolk and Waveney."
Valentine visits. Do you miss being visited by Norfolk's mysterious Jack Valentine? Traditions to Your Door, run by Georgina Barron and Charlotte Peasley, is bringing the gift-giving folklore character of the past back to homes across the county this year. Their goal is to promote tradition and help locals relive an often forgotten part of their childhood by taking them back to the good old days of mud pies. Jack Valentine has been leaving gifts for East Anglian children for centuries but never went global, unlike Father Christmas and the Easter Bunny. Ms. Barron said, "Not everyone knows about Jack Valentine. It's normally older people who want a doorstep visit from him. He doesn't talk. He just looks and nods his head. He always keeps his head down and remains mysterious. Sometimes he twists his cane or does a sidekick on his way out." The company will drive anywhere in Norfolk to deliver the £35 experience until February the 14th and hopes to introduce the obscure character to a new generation of children. Mr. Valentine boasts an old-timey suit that has been passed down throughout the family since the 1900s and will knock on doors before magically disappearing after leaving a hamper.